Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for April 26, 2019. It's Friday. I'm going to see Endgame tonight. Then again on Sunday, we're doing that thing where we're surprising my son with the screening tonight. So he knows about Sunday, but he doesn't know about tonight. So we're going to fake the, hey, you want to drive up north a bit and buy some pants? Do some pants shopping, maybe try on some pants. And then on the way, be like, oh, maybe we'll park here, go to the pants store. Oh, there's a pants store in the movie theater? Gotcha! Which we've done like 11 times already, so I doubt he's going to fall for it. We did it for Star Wars, we did it for Infinity War, so anyway. Best dad ever, right? Right. I'm not sure it's going to work. Suggestions will be welcome. That's what this whole podcast should just be about, suggestions on how to trick my son that we're going to see Endgame. Anyway, that's tonight. Hope you have an awesome weekend. Here are today's headlines. DCFS is at the center of the story surrounding the murder of five-year-old AJ Friend. People want answers on how AJ was still with his parents, especially after he was born with opioids in the system. AJ was found murdered this week in Crystal Lake. So now many are pushing for tougher laws for parents who abuse drugs, because I guess AJ was taken from his parents and then returned at one point. This is a tough story because we all want someone to blame, right? So we look to the government for why they didn't protect AJ. But the same people that are pissed at the government are the same people who believe government is too big, right? You could change the laws all you want, but until you fully fund DCFS, you will have caseworkers that are tasked with monitoring hundreds of cases. And if you change the law to say that parents who abuse drugs can't keep their kids, then where do those kids go? To the foster care system? Even worse. If anything, AJ's story will shine a light on the conundrum we face protecting kids in the street. It's I don't know what to say. It's a great question. So the next time you're going, government's too big, I don't want to pay for more taxes, remember this story. This is where your tax money should go. Chicago Teachers Union has a housewarming present for incoming Mayor Lori Lightfoot. It's an ultimatum. Aw, thanks. She shouldn't have. They want their contract renewed quickly or else. Always great when a teachers union's like, do this or else. Anyway, this is going to be interesting. Lightfoot isn't even in office yet, and the seeds of chaos are being planted, and they're going to bloom right when kids go back to school in the fall. That is a haven't we been here before yawn. Let me break. And don't get me wrong, I want teachers to get theirs. Trust me, the kid in the system, they work hard. But it's so played out. The strategy's so played out. You know, we're going to threaten you now, and then the summer you guys aren't going to do anything, and then come fall you're going to threaten, and then who gets on the hook? Who actually is on the hook where it's going to be the most frustrating? The teachers who are on the picket line, perhaps? The administrators who are trying to get these days in and be able to pay for all this, perhaps? But I might argue that it's the parents and the kids, man. So please do not strike. That's just my thing. I'm all down for the cause, but at the same time, it'd be great to not have threat of a teacher strike in August. I mean, I want to do a road trip, right? I want to do like a, go to St. Louis. Keep seeing those St. Lou commercials with Sterling Brown. Is that who it is? He's always like, come to St. Lou. I want to go do that. I don't want to be thinking about a teacher strike. Now it's time for a new segment on Lower Wacker Live. Headlines that could inspire Hollywood. Without reading the article, you could green light a movie based solely on the headline. Ready? Chicago's postmaster is giving tips on how to reduce dog attacks. Right, that's like, kind of like Ernest Goes to Camp written all over it, right? You can do an Ernest as a postal worker. Unlocked houses in Lakeview are being burglarized. That's like a new Jim Carrey, Dumb and Dumber vibe. How about this one? Trump declares himself young and vibrant. A young Trump. How is there not a prequel to Trump? A young Trump. Young Trump. In weather, it's going to snow tomorrow. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going to get out of my pants all in a bunch. I got Endgame to go watch. It's going to be gross, though. In sports, the Bears are on the clock today. They have their first pick in the third round. On quick glance, it's a running back or a corner. There is an LSU cornerback who's still on the board. His name is Greedy. I think it's Greedy Williams. Greedy. Ryan Pace, come on, man. Trade up right now in this instant. I want a guy named Greedy in Chicago. There it is. There's a third down and eight. Oh, look at that Greedy. Well, there's a flag. It looks like Greedy got a little too greedy. Also, quietly, yesterday the 49ers squashed all those Robbie Gould rumors. They're not trading him, so There you go. The Cubs couldn't get the sweep yesterday, losing to the Dodgers. I watched some of the highlights. Lester looked good in the loss, and Albert Elmora Jr. is growing out his hair. It's a weird look. I don't know what's going on there. It's like this non-athletic look he's got going. He kind of looks like the friend in Charles in Charge, like Buddy. He's starting to get that look, and I'm like, I don't know. I like the faux hawks they had going. What he's doing now, I don't know. I don't know what that breadbasket catching stuff. I don't know. The White Sox are back for 10 games straight at G rate. I know this because I don't have an extension 720 for a week and a half. They got the Tigers, the Orioles, and the Red Sox. They better have Chris Sale. I don't want them to play games. I want the Red Sox playing games and he doesn't pitch at G rate. I want to go down there and I'm going to bring in a big pair of novelty scissors. And every time he pitches, I'm going to sit behind home plate and just go, whoosh, 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 and I'm going to get on the news. I'm going to wear my pink hat. Also, can I make a transition real quick? Talk about my fantasy baseball team. After a great start, man, my team is hitting the skids. And I dropped Kiki Hernandez. I shouldn't have picked him up in the first place. And I picked up a kid that's coming up today named Carter Kieboom. He is a shortstop phenom for the Washington Nationals. I'm breaking my age-old trusted strategy. I'm a three-time champ. Of only picking up players over 35. All right, I have this dude, Carter, and I have Eloy Jimenez, who's kind of been not a great fantasy baseball player. No wonder my team's tanking. Is Matt Holliday playing this year? I could use a Matt Holliday. I need him. I need Jacoby Ellsbury. I need a Dustin Pedroia. I need all these guys. A Dante Bichette. Is Dante Bichette still playing? What else? Is that it on sports? Is that it? That's it? Nothing else to talk about? No tennis? You got any bowling? What about jarts? Any jarts news that we... All right, whatever. You know what? That's it. Have a great weekend, you guys. I will see you back here on Monday.